I'm Anna Barrett, and today we're talking about prayers. My guess is you're pretty knowledgeable about the importance of prayers, and I suspect you spend time each day praying. But do you ever find yourself wondering about the mechanics of prayers? Like, are there some prayers that just can't be answered? Or what happens if you and someone else prays for the exact opposite thing? What does God do? Well, today we're going to talk about that. But first, for more information on how to support this podcast or to get involved by submitting a verse or a prayer to be featured on an upcoming episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Okay, back to prayers. Let's say you have big plans this weekend and you really want the weather to be perfect. You don't want it to be too rainy or too hot or too windy. So as you're saying your prayers, you add in, "Oh, and God, please make Saturday perfect for my party." And you wake up and guess what? Not a cloud in the sky, a perfect light breeze. The weather could not be better. It's just as you prayed. Did the perfect weather happen because you prayed for it, or would it have happened anyway? Well, the answer to that is really pretty incredible. Nothing takes place by chance, including the weather. Everything happens as God wants it to happen. So God does hear your prayers, and He will answer, but He'll always answer from His point of view, which is higher and broader than ours. We can only see what is happening now, and God can see everything. Now, in this example, you got exactly what you prayed for. But let's be honest, have you ever felt like your prayers were not answered? In reality, God does answer all our prayers, but sometimes He does so a bit differently than we expect, because again, nothing happens by chance. Let's say that you pray for chocolate ice cream. The next day, no ice cream, but your mom gives you $5. You're angry and you're sad and throw a fit because you didn't get chocolate ice cream. You're so upset that you can't stop to think that that $5 actually can buy a lot of ice cream. Now, I'm sure that you wouldn't throw a fit over ice cream, but this is just an illustration that we should always look for God's answer. It may come a little bit differently than what we expect, but it will be better because it was given from God's point of view. You may be wondering, well, if God is going to fix things or do things His own way, what's the point in me praying? Well, in the Bible, God promises us that He works everything out in the very best way for all those who truly love Him. He never promises that everything will work out for those that don't love Him or who don't pray. His promises is for those who do love Him and who do pray. We don't always know how or when those prayers will be answered, but God always has His reasons as He carries out His perfect plan. God always has a what, a how, and a why. We just may not be able to figure it out at that moment in time. But we need to believe that some of our prayer answers are hidden beyond our sight until He is ready for us to see them. Now, sometimes it's easy to get stuck in a tunnel view of the world. After all, it's all we have. We can only see our reality right at that moment. But we need to remember that God sees the world in its entirety in a way that we can't. And we need to remember that God hears our prayers and answers them. God always wants us to talk to Him and to ask for His help, and He's always there to give it. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, thank You for being You, for making us and loving us, and thank You for listening to me, hearing my prayers, and answering them. I know that You have a perfect plan for me, and my time in prayer is a time to be better connected with You. And I'm so thankful for Your plans for me, and look to You and Your answers to help guide me along the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amelia's back today with our verse. Amelia?
Our verse today is Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours.
Remember, if you have a verse that you'd like to share on a future episode or want to share a prayer with our audience, visit us online and submit with the voicemail button. Parents, for more information about today's episode and topic, as well as exclusive content to reinforce the lesson from today, visit us online at anchor.fm/kidsview. We'll see you next time. Bye!